非常感谢主席先生，再次感谢。
I thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for this opportunity to take the floor. Here, I'd like to make some comments on paragraph 20, which is on the development of laws, weapon system, and on the two-tier approach. On a legal point of view, on anticipated and controlled, if the effect that is anticipated and controlled, this expression is rather vague. What does this mean? Effects that cannot be anticipated and controlled, and without clear understanding, there that may lead to different interpretation, and as well as to diverse implementation in different countries. And this is also connected with collateral damage, as well as to midterm and long-term consequences on the unpredictability of the long-term effect, as well as on the distinction principle on the advantage in military fields. This cannot cannot prevail over the damage inflicted on civilians. The international law must be upheld after the deployment, as well as on the command and control. We need to determine the relative effect and to limit the collateral damage. In laws systems, there may be inherent limitation, for example, on the limitation on duration or geographical scope or triggering certain system so as to limit the operation of the weapon system. If there is no clear guidelines to protect civilians, maybe we will see weapon systems with uncontrolled effect or difficult to anticipate, effects that will be difficult to anticipate it. So we need to have a responsible attitude in developing new weapon system. I thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor again. Thank you.